We're down to the final bill here today. It's House Bill 1067, establish a fee for the assignment of a vehicle identification number, and with Representative Napoli.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. If it's okay to sit from here,
yeah, you bet. Go ahead.
I will actually defer to Representative Napoli, who is a much better proponent on this bill than I am, so I'll defer to the expertise.
We honor that.
Mr. Chairman, members of the committee,
Representative Napoli.
Representative Bill Napoli, District 35. I bring you House Bill 1067 as a matter of philosophy. What you're looking at right now is in current rule. And I discovered on, I guess I need to back up. I was totally unfamiliar with the rule process, even as many years as I've been here, and was amazed how the rule process worked. And so on a related matter at the rule process, I discovered this fee and testified against this particular section that was going to be increased to $50. And I said I really didn't have a problem with the fee as much as I had a problem with the department raising the fee. My philosophy has always been that it is the legislature's duty to raise taxes and fees. And so I testified at that time during the Rules Committee that I would bring this forward and ask that this be put into law, simply because of the fact that I believe it's our duty as legislators, not a department. The bill you're looking at is in present rule. It works fine. I've used it on occasion. I've talked to the department about this at length. They don't have a problem doing what we're doing. I asked them if they wanted to increase the fee, because I didn't see a problem with increasing the fee after we talked. Deb Hilmer from the Department of Motor Vehicles said that they had no need now to increase the fee because they streamlined the program. And so basically what you'll be doing with this bill is taking it from rule and putting it into law. And I think it's important for two reasons. The rule process is very limited. They only need to advertise a rule change in 3 local newspapers. They no longer use the Sioux Falls Argus Leader because it's very expensive. The Rules Committee cannot stop a rule. They can't change a rule. They can recommend, and then there's only 2 times that a rule comes forward. Well, there can be more. Excuse me, I'm sorry I said that wrong. It can, a rule can come from a department as many times as it comes forward, and the Rules Committee can simply say, if they don't like the rule change, to send it back to the department for further public comment. So the rules process is very limited as compared to our legislative process. That's why I'm concerned about a fee increase or a tax increase, because the people of the state need more information when it comes to a tax or fee increase. When a tax increase comes before this body, they've got more than 7 chances to be involved in that tax or fee increase. Starts in one house, committee hearing through the floor, committee hearing on the other side. I mean, there's a lot of things that people can have input in, whereas a rules process, it's very limited. And so that's why I bring it to you. My philosophy is a fee, and I checked. I went back and checked, so you know. Fred Botts and I went through the LRC, through their computers, and checked all the Department of Transportation, Department of Motor Vehicles, and this is the only fee that is in there except one more, and they sell sell cab cards, and that's it. This is the only one. So I think legislative process in the past has been that we should do fee and tax increases and not leave it up to the departments. It should be our responsibility. So it's a very simple bill, but I believe very strongly in it. I would ask for your consideration.
Thank you, Representative Napoli. Is there questions of Representative Napoli? If not, thank you very much. Appreciate
thank
it. Are there further proponents of House Bill 1067? Are there opponents of House Bill 1067? If not, we'll close the committee discussion or committee action. House Bill 1067, Senator Valesky. Do pass by Senator Valesky. Is there a second? Second by Senator Boag. Comments on that motion? There being none, all in favor of House Bill 1067, go on the floor, do pass. We'll vote aye. Those opposed will vote no. Secretary, call the roll.
Boag?
Aye.
McCaffrey?
Aye.
Sutton?
Aye.
Valesky?
Aye.
Whiting?
Aye.
Brown?
Aye.
Munson?
Aye.
7-0.
House Bill 1067 will go to the floor to do pass.
Mr. Chairman, since this is not an actual increase but just a shift, is that permissible to put this on consent, or?
Please, it stays the same.
Where does it go?
Where
It's not an increase, it's just changing from rule to statute.
Where does it go?
From rule to statute is all.
No, but for the 20, does that?
We had a discussion about that at the House. The Speaker ruled that it was a simple majority because it went to the general fund. It went to the department, to the motor vehicle fund, which the Appropriation Committee has authority over. And that was the Speaker's ruling.
Yeah, so if it's general fund, you're all right. So.
Yes.
For the same reason, I think it could be on the consent calendar.
It goes to their motor vehicle fund. But it's
through the general.
But it's, yeah.
Yes.
Yeah, through the general fund. Okay, thank you. So we can do consent.
As long as that's.
As long as it's a general fund, you can consent it. Can't you?
If it turns out we're wrong, it'll come off anyway.
Somebody probably, you know, who knows? But could you move to consent?
Yeah, I would move
consent.
Move
consent to second. Seconded by Senator Whiting. All in favor of consent, say aye. Opposed, same. We'll try consent.